You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the ancestral, unceded, and territorial lands of the Musqueam people in Alberta, oh my God, in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm having a day. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyla.
This is Will. Will is on the show with us today.
Hi there.
That was disgusting. I really screwed that one up. I am a mess. I am a mess this morning, ladies and gentlemen. But we are broadcasting from the ancestral, unceded, and territorial lands of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I feel like I had to say it properly.
It's fine. No, you did it right this time. You're good.
I'm a mess. Anyway, it's fine. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everyone is doing well. How are you, Will?
I'm doing great. I had a great Thanksgiving dinner last night. Friendsgiving, as a university student does.
You talk about it like I wasn't there.
Well, yeah, you were in attendance.
We had mashed potatoes and...
Starting at 8:30 at night, made some mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
And green beans.
And green beans. And then we made, like, Betty Crocker cookies.
Don't peanut act like they weren't
cookies.
Good.
They were really good. They were delicious. I used to not like peanut butter cookies.
So just shout out Betty Crocker and her peanut butter cookie mix. She really knows what's up.
It was great. It was just mix, and then we put what, like some oil, some water, and some egg?
A tablespoon of water, a tablespoon of oil, and one egg in there. You mix it up, and like, wow, next thing you know. So next time you're at the store and you're in the canned goods aisle, be sure to check out Betty Crocker by Betty Crocker.
You talk like you're on NPR.
From the New York Times, I'm Uncle
Bobo. I'm gonna get copyrighted. Please don't do that.
For saying his name?
I don't know. I actually don't know how copyright works. Anyway, we haven't even, like, introduced you. Who are you? What do you do? What do you like to do?
My name's Will. I just transferred here from the University of Toronto. So here I am living it up. West Coast, best coast.
West Coast, best coast.
Liking it a lot better here so far. I'm doing cognitive systems. Mm-hmm. And Kyla's, like, one of three people I know.
Hell yeah.
As I mentioned, recently moved here.
It's great, but... We're here. We're living the chart show. He is a soft king, is what we say. Soft
yes,
boy. So
I'm a very
we've
soft
got
king.
Some soft indie bops for you today. We handcrafted this playlist. We spent a lot of time on it. So I hope you enjoy it. But we will kick it off. We've got some MXM tune because Will is a huge fan of MXM tune.
I am. I love a sad girl ukulele music.
And I destroyed his heart and soul because he was like, oh, I listened to Brockhampton and like this like cute indie songs. And I was like, every single one of your cute indie songs is a TikTok song. And if you don't know what TikTok is like... I think it's like just new Vine.
You
it's
thought
like
millennials 50. Were bad.
It's like 15
seconds. Wait till
second.
Gen Z gets up in here.
It's like 15 second like short form content. And I think it's hilarious. It's like full of 14-year-old kids.
It's like if Vine was owned by China.
Yeah, basically. And a lot of people, especially people our age, so like not quite millennials but not quite Zoomers, are like very against it. But I am very for it.
Yeah, you are.
So... But anyway, MXM Tune is famous on there, but she was famous before it too, so we ain't gonna talk trash, and we're gonna play some MXM Tune. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Throwing empty threats across at me in passing, and I thought that you had grown on up, but now I see you've been acting so childish and immature. You hurt me with your words, called me a friend and played pretend, but you've got it all backwards, and I know that when all you wanna do is hurt me, and you'll see there's little reward in stinging me like a bee. I've seen your glare, your nasty looks, plotting scare after scare. Don't come for me, I'll fight right back. It's no fun if you won't play fair. Share of shots, and I swear I will be it work, and I wanted to give you a chance, but you just threw it all away. So now I'm gonna hold my stance. And I know that when all you wanna do is hurt me, and you'll see there's little pick up my phone, I'll go straight to airplane mode, find something to do. I know I can be a little bit cold, but my third eye is going blind. I'm on a line with my body and mind, it's playing tricks. I say I'm fine, but really it's hurting me deep inside, cause I've been dreaming about you. Ooh, I've been wishing I was next to you. Oh, I've been dreaming of us. Oh, I've been thinking that this is not a need or a must, but love has treated me so, so wrong. This year all I've got to show are songs, and I want to be super duper true to you, but God, I don't know what to do, cause last year I was just 22, because I get up and flew so far away and out of view, but 23 seems like me and you, cause I've been dreaming about you. Play the stupid game. I can't act like a child and disobey all that you want from me and that you say. I'm sorry, baby. Please, puppy. I'm trying to be ultra mega happy and show you my smile and send you my feelings. And fuck, it is so hard being so damn far. I guess I'll just stay here and stay singing in my car. I'll sing in my car. I've been dreaming about.
That was Airplane Mode by Limbo off their album Hollow, which is also a TikTok song. And then it was High and Dry by MXMToon off of her album The Masquerade. It just came out. You should listen to it. It's actually very good.
She was here pretty recently, too.
She was, and I wanted to go, and she was sold out. I talked about it on this show.
Nice.
And I wanted to go. Why didn't you buy a ticket again?
I thought I would later. But
oh.
Then the concert happened, and I was like, hey, I should totally get a ticket to that. And then it happened like a week prior. It's cool. She set up her show, so it's like she has a week break between like a series of shows, so she can just like go home and be with her family. Because she's like super young. She's like 19.
19, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what
as a wise old man.
You are a wise old man, ripe age of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 21.
Getting up there.
You're old. My friend Ben just turned 21 like last week, and I was like, how do you feel? Like, you're legal in every country now. Like,
does the U.S. really have the oldest?
Yeah. Wow. There's like a few other countries that are 21 as well, but like 21 is the oldest. Wow. After that, they're like, honestly, go for it. Like, but Yeah, I don't know. I feel like 21 is weird. Like 20, you're like, ah, I'm 20.
Well, I found it interesting, like coming from the U.S., that like people still make a big deal out of turning 21 here. And they're like, ooh, yeah, legal. But like you were legal here since like 18 or 19.
I guess it's like when you turn 21, you're like full-fledged adult. Like, because drinking ages like vary among countries, I think between 18 and 21, you're kind of like, ah, like...
in limbo.
Legal somewhere. Yeah, in a limbo airplane mode. Yes. Boom. That was a good callback. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I've been told I have a face for radio.
I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. He told me earlier when we were waiting to like come in, he was like, I'm going to say it.
Said, I'm going to say I have a face for radio and a voice for print.
I agree that you have a face for radio.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I have to look at you, though. Like, I think it's more fun when you just get to hear you. But hey,
people
I
are going
to
Google me,
you.
And if you Google me, I come up.
I know.
People are like, going to know what I look like.
You're the first. You didn't say your last name, though. They can't just Google Will.
I bet they could.
And you'd show up.
I'm that good.
No, you're not.
I'm search engine optimized.
I cannot believe the entire first page is your stuff. Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like I just kind of like grew up with like a very strong online presence, just because like so much of my life has been centered around the internet.
You're a nerd.
I guess so. Digital natives.
But like, I was always on the internet, and when you look me up, all that you find is like this show. But I put active effort in to make sure you can't find me on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, like
I private
my,
everything.
Like, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, like LinkedIn or something.
I think you can find my Twitter, but I don't use my Twitter, so
yeah.
You can find my chart show. I just.
Well, yeah. I mean, if there's something you want people to find.
This is the thing. I mean, this,
exactly. Yeah.
It's content that I'm producing for the world. That my mom listens to, my dad listens to sometimes.
That's nice.
So shout out to them.
We're out here on our Thanksgiving day off, busting our behinds to
make content for my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Sometimes my favorite thing is it's 1 hour a week and they'll text me. This is like, they're going to listen and then be mad. Mm-hmm. But they'll text me and be like, sorry, I was grocery shopping. I'm like, I do one thing for one person. Oh, she just texted me. She laughed at your voice for print and face for radio joke.
I'm hilarious.
Shout out to Connie. She's like listening to me shout her out as we speak. You're not hilarious. But yeah, they're like, oh, sorry, we were doing something. We missed it. I'm like, it's 1 hour a week and I make it just for you. Come on, you can't listen to it. But there's podcasts. There's like podcast versions on the website. So you can listen to those.
Shout out to CITR's website, everyone.
CITR.ca. You can stream shows. You can find old shows. You can find Flashback with Alec Christensen,
who was on the show last week. I've heard great things about Flashback. And that chart show.
And that
That's a good one.
Show. I think I need a name, though. I think I need to upgrade from just the charts and like...
Mm-hmm.
Get some real stuff going. But anyway, I've got more songs for us to listen to.
I'd love to hear some more songs.
You'd love to hear more songs? Yeah. We'll discuss them off air and then not tell you guys what we're talking about. Anyway, we're going to be playing some Sarah McDougal, which I don't know, if you're a longtime fan of the show, which I think only my mom and dad are, my friend Aiko and I last year were obsessed with her. She's Swedish and Canadian, and she's wonderful and sings in Swedish, and I'm into Sweden. We all know this. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about her, and I played her on the show like 2 weeks in a row or something, and then we found out she was coming to Vancouver, and so last minute we bought like $10 tickets, and we went and saw her in some church basement on a Friday night, and we met her, and it was just like great. I was like, I have a radio show. I play your songs all the time. She was like, oh, cool. Thanks. And I was like, ah, you're welcome. And we were so excited. And then we went and got drunk. But it was fun.
With her?
No.
Oh.
No. It was us and then like old people. It was like, I don't remember.
Yeah, like 25-year-olds or something.
No, ancient. like 65-year-olds. It was like the Vancouver like Folk and Knitting Club was like who hosted her or something. It was super cute.
Those people go hard.
But this is Aiko's
favorite
song.
Shout out to the Vancouver Folk and Knitting Club. If you go by, tell them you know Will.
Do they know
you? They'll give you a free folk and knit.
A folk and knit. Two folks and a knit. Disgusting. But anyway, this song is called Baby I Know. It's Aiko's favorite song. So hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Baby, I know.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Thank you.
What you just heard was Not So Proud by the Tallies off of their album Tallies. Then we had Sarah by Sandy Alex G off his album Track, who is coming to Vancouver November 2nd, and me and friend of the show Isia, who we all know, vice president of CITR, also part of the music collective, I believe. We're going to go see that with like a ton of people. So if you want to go, you should come. The tickets are like $23. It's at the Imperial. It's a Saturday night. It's going to be wild. And then before that was Sarah McDougall with Baby I Know. What did you think? Baby I Know.
I thought it was a great time. We've got some exciting concerts coming up, huh?
Are you proud of that segue?
Yeah.
Okay, like we do always, we've got some concerts coming up, so we're going to go through them, we're going to talk about them, we're going to decide what's worth going to see, what's not worth going to see. Tomorrow, Monday, October 14th, today is Monday.
Do you remember that thing about how your show is on a Monday?
Yeah.
This is your show.
It is? I had no idea. I'm shocked. This is news to me. Anyway, today. Monday, October 14th, Thanksgiving Day. Morrissey is playing at the Orpheum. One of my teachers, Robert Crawford, shout out to that guy, freaking loves Morrissey and like quotes Morrissey like while he's talking about international relations. And I'm like, how do these two things?
Yeah, I have a prof that always quotes Young Thug. I think that's...
Stop, you're not funny.
There's a little pump.
Ugh. Okay, then we've got Stereolab and Wand at the Commodore tonight. We've got Aesthetic Perfection at Pub 340. I like that name. Don't know what they do, but I like the name.
I thought you were going to have a hot take on every band.
I don't have a hot take on every band.
I thought you had a hot take on everything.
I do have a hot take on everything. My hot take was that I liked the name.
Okay.
That's fair. Thrush Hermit is playing at the Imperial. Marvin is playing at the Roxy. And Unidentified's playing at Fortune. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, Tyler the Creator is playing at Pacific Coliseum.
That's going to be big. I've heard this tour has been pretty good. I had a friend who went in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded great.
I could have gotten you tickets.
Really?
Yeah, but they were really expensive.
You told me.
They were really expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Sleeping with Sirens is playing at the Vogue Theater. Sleeping with Sirens, I haven't heard about them since I was like emo in like 14. But I'm glad to hear they're still around. Morrissey's playing again at the Orpheum. What are they doing? Cave Town is playing at Venue, which we were just talking about off air. That Cave Town produced MXM Tunes album, who we played earlier.
So yeah, they like met on Spotify. That new Spotify social network.
There should be a social network for Spotify.
I think it's the little tab where you can see what people are listening to.
Yeah, but like...
I don't like that.
It's like, I don't
want
people...
It's like the following tab on Instagram. It's like, whew.
It's like, I don't want people to know, like, normally my music taste is good, but I don't want people to know at like 2 a.m. that I'm listening to like the Hercules soundtrack on repeat, you
yes,
know? Like,
exactly.
I don't want people to know about the weird things I do.
They can see that, like, I'm fine if they see the Daily Mix. They're like, oh yeah, that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you listen to, roughly, but not to know... what I am listening to in any given moment. That's
yeah,
because
what if I'm listening to like really sad songs and then everyone's like, are you doing okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm cleaning my house. What are you up to?
I mean, who's gonna text?
Oh, that was so mean. I did not invite you on this show to get ruined like this. Anyway, what else? Wednesday, Shinedown is playing at the Abbotsford Center, if you want to go to Abbotsford. Pete Yorn is playing at the Biltmore, and the Interrupters are playing at the Commodore. And Black Pumas are playing at Rickshaw Theater. Thursday, we've got Andrew Bird at the Vogue. Andrew Bird's pretty good. And we've got Jade Bird at the Imperial. Do you think they're related?
Did you say Andrew Yang?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Andrew Bird, that was it?
Would you
the
like-
two birds?
Yeah, there's Jade Bird and Andrew Bird. Just for clarification, Will is a big fan of the 2020 American presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, because he's from Chicago. He's American. So.
Yes. Wait, not Yang, but me. Well,
yeah.
Yang is American. That's
no,
all.
I'm saying you're American, and that's why you have a vested interest.
Yes. And so is Scheer.
which I just learned about recently.
Yeah, and then did you hear about what he said? He was like, because like everyone was like, what the hell? Like, you were all up in arms about like immigration or whatever. And yeah. He was like, I never mentioned it because no one asked. And it's like,
that's real.
Why would we ask?
To be fair, as a Canadian society, we didn't ask. And we should be expected to ask people, hey, are you American?
I guess.
Because they're
like,
everywhere.
I feel like it's something. I know. I'm yeah. with one right now.
I know.
But I feel like it's something that should have been like, I feel like it was not wrong of us to assume that he only had a Canadian passport.
I guess, like, I'm not sure I understand the deal that much. Like, it's like, oh, you've got this, like, allegiance to another country, but, like,
I don't think it's a big deal that he has two passports. I just think it's funny that his justification for not telling anyone was that no one ever asked.
I mean, why give it up unless you have to? Huh?
I guess so, but he started giving it up. He's giving it up.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Anyway, Thursday, Andrew Bird at the Vogue, Jade Bird at the Imperial. I want to know if they're related. I'm going to look it up and get back to you. Corey Wong's playing at the Fox Cabaret. I said that really disappointedly. I wasn't disappointed. On Friday, Hozier is playing, at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center here on the UBC Endowment Lands.
On the University Endowment Lands?
Yeah.
Adjacent to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hozier's good. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Rich Brian's playing at the Vogue Theater.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
Speaking of Rich Brian, you want to know who opened for him in New York?
Who?
Andrew Yang. I'm just saying, Asian Americans are winning.
True. True, I guess. He is playing at Fortune on Friday, and Justin Rutledge is playing at the Wise Hall. Tom Goss is playing at the Roxy, and the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra is playing at the Orpheum like they do every weekend. Please go. I still haven't gone. I talk about it all the time. I'm like, oh, everyone should go, and I still haven't gone. Saturday, Luke Combs and like a bunch of other country stars.
I feel
are playing
like
at
as
Rogers
students,
Arena.
We must get like a discount to that
at the Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah,
probably.
We probably do. I mean, Santa Ono's in it, right?
I feel like he's probably.
That's
done
the
stuff
president
with them.
Of the University of the British of the Columbia.
I think most people know that.
Okay, well, he's a cello, and I love him.
He does have a cello. Are you friends with him on Facebook?
Yes. Well, I liked his page. I don't know if I'm friends with
him. Oh, see, I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Oh.
And he posts, you can add him. And he like posts and he's like, should I learn this random cello song or this random cello song? And people always comment and like legitimately give him like suggestions. And they're
That's
like,
so cute.
Pros and cons of this. And he's like, you're right. You know, this one has like a higher blah, 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 blah. I don't know anything about the cello.
Okay, well, superior instrument, but.
Superior to what?
All of them.
I played French horn, and I'm offended by that statement.
Well, I played the cello.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, of course you did.
What do you mean, of course?
Just seems like something you would
do. I reek of a cellist.
You seem like someone who thinks they're better than other people because they played a string instrument.
The string instruments are better
okay,
than other people.
Okay, we're moving on. Saturday, JPEG Mafia is playing at Fortune.
Oh, that's lit. Okay, honestly, Peggy's new album, not the finest.
No, I haven't listened to it.
No. Well, Fantano seemed a little disappointed.
Oh, Anthony Fantano.
Internet's busiest music nerd.
No, that's me.
And best teeth in the game.
No, I have the best teeth in the game. Face for radio. The Dead South is playing at the Commodore. Who else? Who else be playing? On Sunday, the Dead South is playing at the Commodore again. There's more Symphony Orchestra. Mazico is playing at Guilt & Co. Go listen to live music. It's great. It's my favorite thing to do.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah.
But we'll play you some not live music right now. We'll play you some previously recorded music. We're going to be listening to Sunrise Social. I'm a fan. They're on the show often. They also are on the charts often, so they work out well. This song is called Distinctive Details. Enjoy.
Burdened by no other memory. please vote in this federal election. Pretty please? Please? Actually, no. You know what? F*** this. I'm not gonna beg you. Get the f*** out there and vote. This is your right and your responsibility. Don't give me that political apathy bullshit.
What's the point?
We're in a climate crisis, an opioid crisis, and a housing crisis. Your vote can actually do something about those things. We know the system is messed up, so let's fix it. Start by voting. Election Day is October 21st. To register, find early voting dates, and any other info, please, please visit elections.ca.
You reminded me about what the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at The Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
What you just heard before those PSAs was Attention by Bridal Party and then Driving to Hawaii by Somersault, which is like one of my fave songs.
That was
right
a
now.
Jam. I was loving that.
It's such a good song. Like, it's just
here rocking out in the booth.
In the booth.
It's just pronounced boof.
It is not pronounced boof. And then it was Distinctive Details before that. It looks funny on my playlist because it says Sunrise Social and then Somersault. And it's just like a lot of S sounds.
Summer sounds.
Summer sounds.
And here we are in autumn.
In autumn.
The leaves turning yellow on the UBC campus. It is pretty out there.
It is actually really nice. It's a really nice day today. Usually I talk about the weather for like a significant portion of the show.
That's good. Yeah, because, you know, people can't just look outside or anything.
No.
Yeah.
They need to hear me say it. But it's actually really nice today.
You know what I love is that people are very particular about their weather apps. Like, there are some people who just use like the native Apple weather one. And then you like whip that out. And then someone's like, no. I don't trust that.
Yeah.
S word. I gotta be very clean if I'm on the radio.
You gotta beep yourself.
I don't have a beep thing. Anyways. And so then they like pull out another app and there's some people that's like, no, I don't want an app to predict it for me. And they open up the radar. And those people are like top level superstition. They do not trust the technology at all. And they think like, you know what? My untrained eyes, I'm not a meteorologist, but here, I'll look at some stuff and be like, oh, it's gonna rain at some point.
To be completely honest, I feel like the weather like is just... it's a lie. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, when I looked, so I have like the Apple native app, so it works on my Apple Watch as well because the other one wasn't compatible.
Oh, do you have an Apple Watch, Kyla?
Stop. And it like told me that it was like cloudy and 9 degrees today, and it is like clearly sunny and warm and nice, and I just feel lied to. Google's not too bad. When I talk to my Google Home, it usually is pretty nice.
I use Dark Sky, and they're... yeah, see, I'm guilty of it, too. I'm like, I kind of prefer this one. But it says it's 51 degrees. Sorry, Fahrenheit.
51 degrees? What is that in Celsius?
Don't know.
That's like...
like, eight, not that nine? Cold, but not, like, not warm, but not cold.
That's,
you know,
like
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, 9, whatever.
I'm not here for Fahrenheit. Anyway... I don't know how we got so sidetracked, but unfortunately, this is the end of the show.
Oh.
We've got two more songs for us.
It's been very nice to be on your show, Kyla.
Thank you for coming on my show. I hate doing it alone. They're always 10 times worse when I do them alone, because it's just me talking in like an ASMR voice. And I'm like, okay, so today, this is what we're going to... It's very
bizarre.
We've
got a great show for you today.
We've got such a good show.
I'm Ira Glass.
I want to do an ASMR show so badly. I think it'd be really fun. But we've got a few more songs for you. We've got More Than a Fool by Rivers, and we've got Submarine Symphonica by The Submarines.
A banger.
Truly
Apple
a banger.
Used that in an ad, actually. That's how I know
wow.
the song. Wow. It was for, like, the iPod Touch or something. It was great.
I miss my iPod Touch. iPhones, they don't got it. It's
ancient.
But thank you so much for listening. I will be back next week. Thanks, Will, for coming on the show and keeping me company.
Thanks for having me, Kyla.
And yeah, be nice to each other. Have a good week.
And vote.
And vote next Monday, please. We will talk about it next week. Bye.
Nothing to lose, nothing to lose, to make it through every day. Takes more than a fool. Yeah.
Yeah.